Welcome to Sweet Wasabi International Japan Hot Topics by Kilara Sen. Hello everyone, this is Kilara Sen, Japanese female comedian active in Tokyo and New York. So, I'm half Japanese and half Japanese totally Japanese. That's why my English is creepy. So thank you very much for your understanding in advance. Well, today I have to apologize to you that the last recording I did at Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo yesterday had technical issues on the sound, so this episode is going to be a short edition of my monologue and event information. So everyone who was looking forward to Daniel and everyone involved, I'm deeply sorry for inconvenience. So Daniel will be back and we are going to record our funny and exciting conversation again. So please look forward to it. Ah, Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift thing goes crazy now. So Taylor Swift claimed her political opinion in public. But you know, Japanese idol never does that, you know? Japanese idol never called vote. Instead, they call vote for themselves, right? Like, oh, please vote me. Please make me the leader vocal. If you don't vote, I will love you 25% less. That is about Japanese idol. Yeah, that was interesting that, the winner of AKB48's election in 2009, Atsuko Maeda. Yeah, Maeda Atsuko was the winner of election, the first AKB48 election. And 3 years later, a politician called Maeda was against the election law. So at the newsstand, I saw a headline of the newspaper, like Maeda was against the election law. I thought, oh, finally people got to know that AKB48 election is against election law. Because they sell their CDs to cast a vote for themselves. Do you remember that I introduced Tokyo Grand Tea Ceremony in the end of the last episode? And I went there last Saturday. It was in Hamarikyu Garden, where used to be Shogun's private garden in Tokyo. And it's just like urban oasis. It's so beautiful. And many people in the kimono walking. Tourists could try out Japanese cultures. It was really fantastic. So speaking of kimono, I just visited Kyoto a few months ago. And while I was walking down the street, I saw a lot of Western tourists asking Asian girls wearing kimono like, "Hi, you look so beautiful. Can I take a picture of you?" They all believe that those Asian girls are Japanese girls from samurai era. But the truth was, they are all Chinese tourists. Yeah, same thing happens in Asakusa too. Anyway, that was a very fantastic event. And also, I have a friend who's an actress in Los Angeles. She came to the event and instructed the tea ceremony in English at one of the booths. And I'm ashamed to say this as a Japanese, but it was my very first time to experience tea ceremony. And in the ceremony, we have to finish drinking tea in 3 or 4 sips and enjoy it with silence. I thought like, oh, the basic pickup line, would you like to go to have tea? Never worked in the old days. You know, just 3 or 4 sips and we can't talk. And historically, Sado tea ceremony used to be done by only men in the old days. And the female started from Meiji period as a training to be good wife. And now they dominate the tea ceremony world. So now female serves tea to make men silent. So guys, if your girlfriend or your female friend or your wife serve tea to you, it means shut up. In the Tokyo Grand Tea Ceremony, there were also a lot of booths where anybody could experience Japanese traditional cultures. And there was Kabuki makeup tryout booth. And that was interesting. You know, usually at cosmetic stores like Sephora or Shiseido, once we have makeup done by artists, we love to go out, like, oh, let's go to date with my boyfriend. But in the booth, they just stay there. You know, everybody has very slanted eyes and strong eyebrows, just like my mom. It doesn't mean my mom has kabuki makeup all the time. I mean, she was naturally born as kabuki makeup face. Anyways, so the tourists who have done the kabuki makeup never tried to go out from the booth. But I thought, huh, they should keep this makeup until Halloween. Halloween is coming to Japan. Halloween comes to the earth. Yeah. And as you may know already, Japan's Halloween is now very, very huge and very unique. It's just like all night version of a cosplay summit or, you know, Mardi Gras. It's kind of parade, you know? And also, have you ever wondered why Japanese Halloween doesn't have a trick or treat custom so much? There is no official rule, but my opinion is that having to go around to people's houses to gather candy would be a huge inconvenience to many people here in Japan. Like, residents of the houses would get so annoyed and treat you just like NHK money collectors. Trick or treat! I don't watch NHK, go out of my sight! Bam! Well, when I was a kid, nobody celebrated Halloween other than schools or kindergartens. And now even people wearing Buddha statues celebrate Halloween. I think this is benefit of 100 yen like Daiso. We can get anything at very cheap price, 100 yen. But I think this is my opinion that the best Halloween players have existed here in Japan for a very long time. In Osaka. Yeah, middle-aged women, in Japanese, Osaka no Obachan. Think about them. They always wear abnormal costumes like leopard pattern and very shiny things. And also they have candies in their pocket all the time. Like, Ame-chan ageru wa. Meaning, I give you candy. So it means they can trick or treat by themselves for hundreds of years. Yes, they are the best Halloween players in Japan. Alright, so Halloween is very, very exciting event in Japan. And of course, this week and this weekend, there are a lot of Halloween related events. So let me introduce some of them. So first of all, okay, it's going to be starting soon. October 25th to November 3rd, Tokyo International Film Festival. Yeah, I used to be an MC for this festival. That was very exciting. Anyways, back for the 31st time, the Tokyo International Film Festival, TIFF, will screen more than 200 films, including some upcoming releases from different countries. For most TIFF screenings, buying tickets online is required. Be on the lookout for updates as tickets for much-awaited films sell out quickly. Some screenings, such as the world premiere of Full Metal Alchemist, will distribute tickets by lottery. And the second one is the most important must-go event this week in Tokyo. That is PK Time. You should know about PK Time, right? I organized this event. I from Japan and Patrick from DR Congo will pick up the world current news, which are very, very interesting and sometimes controversial, and discuss and tell jokes and have a war of words, non-sugarcoating words, which is very, very exciting all the time, every time. And also from this time, we changed the venue to Ladaka Akasaka, a very delicious Bangladesh restaurant. And we gotta put stand-up comedy in our event. And this time, Evans from Kenya and Rio from Japan gotta do their one-night-only material based on the current news. So please enjoy one-night-only stand-up comedy. In short, one night stand. All right? So, and not only about the talk show and the stand-up comedy and the food, but we can enjoy international networking party after the show with karaoke. Yeah. So if you are in Japan, you have to do karaoke, right? So please come to PK time and say hi to me. And yeah, see you there. And finally, you know, in Sweet Wasabi so far, I have introduced fireworks every time, so I couldn't miss it. October 28th, Sunday in Yokohama. Hakkeijima Fireworks Symphonia Halloween Party. Yokohama Hakkeijima Sea Paradise's original fireworks show synchronizes fireworks and music by using a computer. Fireworks will dance, illuminate, and jump to the tempo and rhythm to encompass the night skies of the sea paradise with excitement. Yes, Yokohama Hakkeijima is very close to my home. Yeah, it should be very, very beautiful. So please enjoy full fireworks events. Enjoy the best Halloween party night skies. At last, this episode was really recorded at another studio, but usually we record this episode at Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo in Roppongi, where it's one of the most international and exciting areas in Tokyo. So Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo, thank you very, very much for letting us use your great venue. So Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo also have special events and a lot of news and special food. First of all, Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo just started their official Twitter account at @HRC_TYO. So you can check the freshest news on this Twitter account. So please follow the Twitter. And October 26th, Friday, this Friday, and the 31st, the end of the month, they have costume party. Yeah. Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo's original Halloween party. So if you're around Roppongi, don't forget to stop by Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo anytime. All right. And before ending, let me give a quick announcement about this podcast. We live record Sweet Wasabi every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo in Roppongi. And it will be partly edited and published on Wednesday on various podcast applications such as Apple, Spotify, and Anchor, etc. So at the live recording, you can enjoy the whole talk show and can get my original merchandise with my autograph. And of course, you can talk to me and talk to the international guests. So please, please stop by Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Yeah, just to skip your work a little bit, just 1 hour. Yeah. And also, we have Sweet Wasabi's official Facebook page. Please check it out, @SweetWasabiPodcast. So we always welcome your requests, feedback, and questions. And also recommendation of guests are welcome. I just started Sunday lunchtime open mic comedy show in Akasaka. So please check out my Facebook page, Kilara Sen. Alright, thank you very, very much for joining us. Thank you very, very much for listening to Sweet Wasabi. Again, I'm deeply sorry for this inconvenience. I will be very careful not to make it happen again. Guys, thank you very much for listening, and you have a great day, and see you next week.